the show today, we have BAI's Carl Dahlgren talking about what are the top compliance challenges facing credit unions today. So check it out. Welcome to our show. And on today's program, we have Mr. Carl Dahlgren from BAI. You are the BAI Managing Director. Is that correct, Carl?
That is correct. Thanks, Mike. Appreciate you having me today.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. Hey, we're talking about a pretty timely topic here. Are credit unions losing relevance as fintechs expand? How to regain the upper hand? So tell me a little bit about this. Tell me a little about BAI. Before we get into that, tell us about BAI's relationship with credit unions these days. How are you guys working together?
Yeah, so BAI is a nonprofit independent organization that focuses on helping financial service leaders and credit unions make smart business decisions. Mm-hmm. So we do that for credit unions and other FIs. And we do that basically in three different ways. One way is our events. So we have large events. We also have executive roundtables. And that's basically for peer-to-peer exchange. Mm-hmm. And then secondly, we do both market research and benchmarking so that organizations can benchmark themselves on a variety of different metrics against one another to see how they're performing. Mm-hmm. And then also we keep track of, you know, how the consumers and the members of credit unions are thinking about various different topic matters. So yeah. Help the organizations figure out what's going on in the market. And then lastly, through training, we've got hundreds of credit unions that use our compliance training on a day-to-day basis. They complete thousands and thousands of courses.
Really? Wow.
For audits, for the Fed, make sure that they're doing the right things from mm-hmm. a regulatory perspective.
Are those all like online based, or do they do credits like fly somewhere to attend these classes, or how do those work?
No, it's mostly e-learning courseware.
Okay, cool.
So there are some content that we provide so they can do their own in-person training, mm-hmm. and they can also do their own web training. But most of the content we provide, are over 700 courses that for both compliance and professional development that are provided by way of our technology platform. So basically, you just go onto the internet, log on, and take the course.
And do your thing. Gotcha. So what are some top compliance challenges facing credit unions in the industry right now? Because that's a topic that seems to never get old.
So you know, there's a lot of change in the compliance world these days. In fact, since 2010, right? So mm-hmm. there was a financial crash, and there's been a lot of focus on compliance and particularly after Dodd-Frank. And so really the main challenges focus around timeliness and relevance. So let's talk about time a little bit first.
Sure.
In that time frame that I just mentioned, training for individual employees inside of credit unions and banks has gone up 40%. So they're taking, you know, they're training for, if you just strung it all along together, over a week and a half. And so that's at a huge opportunity cost, right?
Yeah.
So they're not, you know, helping members. They're not selling. There's a big opportunity cost associated with that. So we talk a lot about learner ROI these days,
mm-hmm.
right? So how do you invest as little, time is, it's just like any kind of investment. You want to make sure that you, for the lowest amount of investment, get the biggest future return, right?
No doubt.
So you want to be able to limit the in-time training, but the future return is the knowledge that you gain and how you apply it in your
mm-hmm.
job.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to maximize that and minimize the other.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'll talk to you a little bit as we go along in this interview about that. So time is a big piece of it. And then along that time topic matter, the rate of change is quick. It's fast. So it used to be you could just assign a bunch of training in the first quarter and hope everybody finishes it up by the fourth quarter. There are implementation dates that are coming along the way throughout the year, and you need to keep track of what those things are.
Yeah.
So it's just not a hit it once during the year and it's over. So
mm-hmm.
that's kind of on the time frame, time issue. On the relevance issue, compliance training is kind of famous for you take an hour long course and maybe, you know, 15 minutes of it is relevant to you and you're not too happy having to take it.
Right.
So what's important is that you provide training for the roles that are taking that training so that it's all provided in a way that they understand,
mm-hmm.
like that's relevant to them, and provided with scenarios that they're used to performing on their particular jobs on a day-to-day basis.
Yep.
So role-based training is really important because it can cut out all the part of the regulation you don't need to know for that role, but highlight the pieces that you do need to know in a way that you better understand it.
Yeah.
So that's how you raise learner ROI.
maximizing your time doing this type of stuff? Because we all have, it seems like we have less and less time these days. So that's a good way of doing it.
Yeah,
so.
Pretty much everything in life, right? Yeah,
exactly.
Why is it any different here?
Wasn't this thing supposed to make our lives easier? No!
It makes us more accessible.
Exactly. Scary. Hey, so is the industry likely to see as much regulatory activity in 2018 as 2017? Because the new administration came in last year saying, hey, things are going to change on the regulatory side. So what are you guys seeing?
Yeah, so important word you just said, change.
Yeah.
So even though, so you might have different administrations come in and look at the regulations differently, mm-hmm. but they're still changing them, right? So you've got to understand that change. So from a training standpoint, and making sure that your employees are abreast of what's the latest change, right. that actually, so it's always constant, right? It's moving. It's a moving target. You need to keep track of that. So and in particular this year, there's some things coming down the pipeline that are going to change. And Tila Respa, we've been talking about that, TRID, for a mm-hmm. long time.
Yeah.
But there's some important effective dates that are coming along here in 2018 you need to be prepared for. So that's going to involve a lot of training.
Okay.
Also understand how other financial institutions are applying it so that you're learning from, so the whole industry is learning from each other to understand mm-hmm. how the implementation of these rules are going and what it means for them.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a big change in Tila Respa. Also BSA and AML. There's some changes coming along in that path. So the regulators, I talked about this role-based training. So they're sort of taking things to the next level, right? So it used to be, hey, make sure you assign these courses. People have taken the courses and they passed them. Now they want to know that the courses are specific to roles, that the information they're learning is something that they can apply.
Mm-hmm.
And they're looking for ways to measure not only whether or not you've taken the course, which is easy to measure, but how you're applying that course.
Yeah.
One way of doing that is making sure that whatever it is that you're taking in is taken in a way that's relevant to
mm-hmm.
you. That's another big issue that is sort of a refinement on the BSA AML standpoint.
Mm-hmm.
And there's some things that are being implemented too, like customer due diligence and beneficial ownership rules that are coming into play this year. So there's, and then HMDA too, I didn't mention HMDA.
Yeah.
Changes going on there in terms of which things you need to measure and how often you need to provide those measurements. So you need to be abreast of all of those things. So it's, again, like I mentioned before, it's not just training. You got to make sure that you're keeping abreast from content, you're reading, you're attending webinars, and you mm-hmm. understand how these things are going to affect your organization.
Yep, keep yourself educated in that realm for sure. So how should credit unions prepare for the current environment, and what advice would you give them?
Well, I think that as a theme that's starting to develop as we have this discussion is that you really need to train holistically. I think that's really particularly the case with credit unions,
mm-hmm.
They're caring for their members. So it's not just a function of knowing the regs. It's understanding how you implement those regulations when you're interacting with your customers. So training that's around membership relationships. Right, and how you care for those things around training on ethics,
mm-hmm.
things like that. So there's a professional development piece that goes alongside of the compliance training piece.
Okay.
Kind of trying to take them hand in hand and make sure that the whole employee is being developed and that they're doing things in the correct way as they're interacting with their members.
Gotcha. So how do you build a culture of compliance? I mean, it's one thing to say it, but how do you do it? And then what are some of the essential components?
Tone at the top is a big one.
Tone. Okay.
Yeah. Tone at the top specifically.
Okay.
So you got to make sure that your leadership all the way up to the board of directors are pushing for this and they understand the importance. And so as we get back to that role-based training, we're talking about, if you're a board of directors in terms of what you need to know and understand for
mm-hmm.
BSA AML is very different than if you're a frontline person. So you want to have training that's relevant to them so they understand the importance and that they're creating that tone at the top and the rest of the organization is following what they do. So board involvement, again, ethics and leadership. So training and leadership so that they understand that they need to lead, that there needs to be, they need to lead in an ethical way.
Yeah.
So all that kind of training, again, back to that holistic viewpoint of the employee and making sure that they're interacting with the member in the appropriate way.
Mm-hmm. Indeed. All right. To wrap up here, Carl, where can we find out more information on this topic? That's just, it's not going to go anywhere anytime soon. That's for sure. So where can we find out more information and on these 700 classes you guys have? So where can we find out more info on that stuff?
BAI.org. So BAI.org. And there's plenty of information there about our compliance training. You know, we've talked a lot about that today, but a couple other things as you're on the site to take a look at would be, for instance, we're coming out with what's called a culture index. So that's part of our benchmarking so that organizations can benchmark against one another to see from an HR risk perspective what their level of risk is relative to other organizations that are in their marketplace. Mm-hmm. So there's other ways to approach this other than just training. To make sure you're doing the right things.
Right on, right on. Good to know, good to know. All right, Carl, well, thank you so much for this info today. Appreciate the time as always, and keep up the good work there at BAI, all right?
Mike, listen, we really appreciate the opportunity to speak with you, and we have a big event in October. It's called Beacon. We'd love to have you there doing some live shows.
Right on. Let's put it on the calendar.
Perfect.
Right on. All right, thanks again, Carl. Appreciate the time, man.
Thank you.
You are.